the whole world is watching. It's easy to be swept up by all the images coming out of Iran and think that the days of dictatorship in Iran and the rest of the world are numbered. Overnight, normally innocuous social networking tools have swiftly turned political, and local events have found international audiences mere instants after they occur. 4 decades ago, when police and National Guardsmen attacked protesters at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, the protesters shouted, "The whole world is watching." However arresting those images are, they couldn't possibly compare to the recent week's flood of YouTube videos, Flickr photos, Twitter tweets, Facebook pages, and blogs dedicated to events in Iran. The world is not only watching, in an important way, it's participating as observers dig down for their own raw footage reporting and analysis pouring out of Iran. Events in Iran prompted Verizon CEO Ivan Seidenberg to exult on the Charlie Rose Show this week that Iran's efforts to manage public sentiments via restricting internet access was a losing proposition. "The power of the people will override that without any question," he said, "and it'll happen sooner than they think because the technology is just too pervasive." If only that were true. The way the outside world sees Iranian protests is markedly different from the way Iranians themselves do, and the government is increasingly asserting its authority over the information space in the country. While many in the West see a potential revolution in technicolor, the green banners of opposition activists from the election campaign are quickly fading to black. The fact is that governments in the electronic age not only retain awesome advantages over their non-governmental opponents, but technology gives them far more tools for managing restive populations than was the case a generation ago. It's still possible that the information age will crack authoritarian structures in Iran, but it's far more likely that the government will be able to use that technology to secure its own rule. Governments have certainly ceded some ground in recent decades. The biggest change that information technology has brought has been the demise of government information monopolies. Censorship used to be a major industry around the world, but the pervasiveness of the internet, combined with hundreds of satellite television channels and easily copied and distributed CDs and DVDs, has made the censor's job a losing venture. The information pipeline into most countries is far too wide to carefully monitor its contents. At the same time, electronic information is spectacularly easy to scan. Using simple administrator software, a security bureaucrat can search thousands of accounts for keywords, monitor web activity, create an impressive network diagram of how thousands of people are connected through a handful of connections to a single individual. Surveilling millions of written texts is infinitely simpler than tapping a million voice conversations and can be done with far less manpower. Activists can use encryption to safeguard individual messages, but doing so takes the spontaneity out of mass communications and serves as a red flag for security forces to monitor accounts more carefully. Governments can also monitor modern communications far more surreptitiously than was done in the past, making it far easier to amass evidence and attack critical nodes with patience and deliberation. In point of fact, the government of Iran is using many of the same methods to secure its rule as the U.S. government uses to keep Americans safe, albeit without any civil liberties protections. The Iranian government's tools extend far beyond the realm of intelligence, however. Through slowing cell phone and internet communications and through aggressively shutting down foreign press reporting in Iran, the government has been able to frame the way many Iranians see the events of recent weeks. State-run television shows reassuring images of a government in control, not bedlam in the streets. And there are few avenues for Iranians to learn of any other reality. Arrests are a matter of rumor rather than reporting, and rumors tend to silence rather than embolden oppositions. Rumors create caution and paranoia, not bravery, and people snatched from their homes in the middle of the night create few mobilizing images. Instead, they make those contemplating action wonder if there's any place where they're truly safe. What we've seen up to now is an impressive show of force from the Iranian government, a government that swept to power on the shoulders of popular unrest in 1979, seems determined to avoid the Shah's fate, and capable of doing so. Still, the Iranian government is not yet secure. It still faces serious internal challenges. Those challenges, however, come not from hundreds of thousands of protesters in the streets, but instead from hundreds of senior clerics in the seminaries. Many of Iran's clerics turn to jaundiced eyes toward displays of bald political power, and some reportedly fear that harsh actions against crowds impugn their legitimacy. We cannot know how many members of Iran's clerical establishment are viewing the events of recent weeks. We also have little idea how they view the actions of the leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, whose religious bona fides have long been a subject of derision among some. We know that some clerics have been quite internet savvy, but we don't know how much they've suffered under the current crackdown on communication in Iran, or what they think of it. Former President Ali Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, himself a cleric, has been visibly critical of both President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and Ayatollah Khamenei, his chairmanship of the Council of Experts and the Expediency Council, as well as his awesome wealth, make him a potential wedge in Iran's ruling elite. Should there be a serious rift in the religious establishment, Iranian politics may shift dramatically. Should they do so, however, the scenes we're constantly seeing will only be an indirect source of the change. People power makes memorable public images, but political power in Iran is still exercised behind closed doors.